Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Summer's coming. Are you ready to unveil that beach bod? Manscaped is here to ensure your body is ready for the wild with their game-changing full-body grooming and hygiene product. Don't be the guy at the beach with Austin Powers chest hair. And maybe you've grown some winter man tits. At least you can make them hairless. It's time to get ready for hot guy summer by going to manscaped.com and getting 20% off and free shipping with my promo code Bubba. Manscaped is dedicated to helping you increase your confidence and level up your full-body grooming game with the Performance Package 4.0. The kit comes with the Essential Lawnmower 4.0 waterproof cordless body trimmer and a ton of other liquid formations to round out your grooming routine. Whether you're trimming your chest or your treasure chest in your pant, doesn't matter. This is the best trimmer on the market. Inside the Performance Package, you're going to find the Manscaped Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Ball Toner, Anti-Chafing Ball Deodorant, and Moisturizer. Because we all know how painful chafing can be when you're wearing your bathing suit all day. Nobody likes nose hairs. So their package comes with the Weed Whacker 2.0 as well. You're also going to get two free gifts, the Shed Travel Bag, about a $39 value, and the patented high-performance reduced chafing Manscaped Boxers. And if you're wearing sandals, you're going to need to get the Manscaped Shears 2.0 Nail Kit. Having the right tools for grooming is essential. Do yourself a favor and always use the right tools for the job. Get 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at Manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at Manscaped.com. Trim your chesticles with the besticles at Manscaped.com, promo code Bubba. I'm sorry, we got our own. Mach has got it so that it goes right into a... I don't have to even hit the CD. It's been phenomenal. Welcome to the Bubba the Love Sponge After Show. This will be about an hour long. Got a lot of stuff going on. Anna, you know the thing about it is, are you over there?
I sure am.
Right. Pop culturally not so cool, Anna.
Yeah, that's me.
Lummy wanted to face you up today and have, like, there's this real big pop culture rap deal that's going down, and I forgot to ask him about it. But, like, Lummy, remember there was something you were supposed to, like, face Anna up on pop culturally? Remember you had it all ready to go?
Yeah, Keith, $100 on the Venmo.
Oh, and I think I got a little PayPal action in between shows.
Hell
here.
Yeah.
Let me see. Yes, I got a Michael Thomas Randall RC Helleman.
Nice.
RC Helleman for $100 in the PayPal Venmo
really?
Cash App.
Hall of Famer.
Let me, before we tell Anna about how you're so much more, you might be my new pop culture go-to. And we just let her prep the best that she can, then we have to kind of know that we have to backfill prep too, because she is kind of in her own little, she's got her prep blinders on, and she only likes a certain amount of stuff, and she, a lot of things are slipping through the cracks with her and her the way she perceives the world. Nonetheless,
it's got deep fast.
Second
shit.
One day of the day. Can you imagine how many people are hinging on our every word? People that are at home right now that would regularly be somewhere else that are hinging on our every word, wondering what the fuck is going on.
Yep. That's like, all I'll say.
The fuck is going on? My name's Bennett and I ain't in it. That's my official statement. I ain't got shit to say about nothing.
Yep.
And I'm not your, and so that's my public, you know, like a lot of people's like, why didn't Bubba do it? Why? Well, because I wasn't there and I don't have any, and I just don't have a fucking care in the world. Let the system play out however it does. There you go.
There you go.
That's what you're getting.
Yep. I think you're, You're making all the right moves.
I think people are flipped the fuck out right now. I think there's an absolute flip out factor.
And I suspect.
And you know, and it's all big fucking excuse deal. It's all a big excuse deal. Well, you know,
That's fine. Let them say that.
Say, we'll let the cards lay where they
where they may.
Yeah. Speaking of cards, Lummy.
Oh,
no, Bubba.
Perfect.
Was that all so you could just fucking play my bookie?
Perfect transition.
MyBookie.com. Our promo code Bubba still works. This is like all free advertising I'm giving them. Lummy, I figured, fuck it. We might as well. I actually wrote down, go crazy on my bookie with Lummy as something that I wanted to cover here today. Lummy, fuck it.
Fuck it.
Like, I'm just saying, absolute fuck it.
You want to try another casino game?
What do you mean?
Is there a lot? I mean, what kind of choices do they have? Because it's, you know, single deck blackjack has kind of been your bread and butter.
I know. I'm like, all right, well, hold on.
This is not.
Here, look, featured upcoming. What am I looking here, Lummy?
Just go to casino.
Okay, go to casino.
Yeah, they got all types of games.
All right, here's casino.
This is...
And I got too many fucking games here.
Yeah, they got slots.
I got featured, new games, slots, blackjack, tournaments, jackpot, slots, social, winning, favorite, table games, video. Lummy, you want to play some craps?
Yeah. I think it sucks. You just get, oh, looks like they got a lot of roulette.
Oh, my God. Look at a lot of roulette because that's, you know, poker. Poker.
Oh, there's craps.
Where's craps? Here. Let's try to play a little. Anna, we're just diversifying our. By the way, if you have a problem with gambling, you can call 1-888-ADMINUTE and get help for your gambling problems. Okay.
That's right.
Okay, Lummy, what are we doing here? Oh, okay, well, we're not. Okay.
I've never played it on here, so I'm guessing we bet first.
Where's the chips? Where's the chips? Anna, we are the degenerates. Where are the chips? Here.
Yeah.
Here.
I guess you go up and down on the arrow.
Up and down on what you want the chips to be. Yeah, oh, there we go. We want to play in $500 chips.
And then maybe just tap where you want to put it.
All right, so we want to put it on the pass?
Might as well.
$500 on the pass, yep. And then you can get odds on the five. Can't you go back here on odds or no?
I don't think, like I
think,
given you.
Well, I think because I'm maxed out.
Oh, yeah, how much you can put on a table?
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
That's like, yeah, the max pass line looks like 100 on this.
So can I go odds back here then?
Trying to look. One roll bets, 4-1. Is it to the right there?
Where, right here?
Up top
right
here? A little bit. The 7-1, 15-1, 30-1. Do you want to play those?
Where's that at?
To your right, underneath the hard ways.
Right here?
Yeah.
Any craps, bet. I don't even know what that means. No, that's some. That's just,
it's, yeah, it's, yeah, it's
just, yeah. Let's just see. Let's
this
just roll
and see how it goes.
Let's just roll and see how it goes. Here we go. Oh, where's our volume? We gotta have volume. Yeah,
three.
Oh, no, there we go.
Oh, look at lounge music.
Fucking lounge music. Three is a horrible. Oh no, three's a no number. Did we lose our money?
Sure did.
We crapped out?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's bullshit.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, well,
tap a button. Fucking. I guess we will lose it quick here.
I like the music.
Me too.
These shits.
Five.
Five's the number.
Mm. Oh, all right, Lummy. Classy.
Okay,
is
let's
it?
Let's
you're on my bookie.
Let's
it's classy.
What else can we? I don't think. I think once you're on five, I think, you know. Can we put 100 on the six?
Why not?
It might as well. I mean, fuck.
Exactly.
I mean, what else are you gonna do?
Might as well. Fuck.
Place your bet on the six.
I think, Lummy.
Just roll.
I think that's all you can do is roll. Once we max out on 100, yeah, all we do is wait for a five now. Eight, which I would have had money on the eight.
Yep.
See, I don't like this as well. I mean, just keep throwing it. Fucking, what are we looking for? A five?
It's getting a little sad.
There's 11 crapped out. We're done. But Lummy, let's get the fuck out of this game. Who suggested? Fucking Rhett.
Oh.
Fucking,
I didn't suggest
Jesse
this game.
Jesse Ventura over there.
You keep fucking that up.
The Disco Inferno.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Disco Inferno over there.
Oh, roulette now.
Yeah, let's play some roulette. My favorite number is 14.
Mine 14.
And 23.
There's still 500.
Oh, we're not playing ones. We're playing hundreds.
Yeah.
Let's go, I guess. Boom. Boom. Here we go.
500 on the red. Are you, yeah.
500 on the red.
Yeah.
Here we go. You ready?
Second 12. 100 on the second 12.
Hold on. What now?
Second 100 on the second 12.
Okay, and then let's 500 on the second 12.
Sure.
I think it's 100. Let's do it. Here we go.
There we go.
Can we put more?
Yeah. Oh, damn it.
You want to spin it?
Let's spin it. Listen to this music.
We're looking for 14, 23, red.
Yeah, let's go.
And I mean, let me.
Oh.
Oh, I mean, we just lost how much? 910. Did we lose it all?
Yeah. Okay, well, I say we just redo our bet right there. Hit the rebet.
Rebet?
Yeah.
Rebet.
Yeah, we get
same
that
thing.
Yeah. Red. Let's go red.
And we're losing our money fast.
We are. These other table games.
Oh, lost again.
Rebet.
Rebet. Now let me. At the end of the, we're done.
Yep.
And we're going back to blackjack. Okay.
Yep. Oh, give me a break! Fuck this game.
Yeah. That's really bad. That was bad. Fast.
That was three.
How much? Can we go back to where we what we know? Can we go back? You know, that strange pussy is good for, you know, like, it's good for a little bit, but we need to go back to what we know.
Yeah.
We're not going to roulette. We want to go to blackjack.
Single deck.
Blackjack, single deck. Let's come home. How much did we blow here?
Fuck, that was like 20.
Did we just throw 20 grand out the window?
No, it looks like we got 33,000 still.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah.
By the way, it's above the, by the way, if you have a problem, 1-888 admit it. This is mybookie.com.
That's right.
Use promo code Bubba. Me and Lummy are good at this one. We sucked at everything else. Watch us slay on this.
Yeah. Let's see.
12. Oh fuck. Can I double down? It's not gonna let me double down. It's gotta hit.
Yeah. Slow card, low card, low card. Okay, that's
you still gotta hit, right?
Okay.
Oh, fuck.
I don't know if there's going to be another low card.
There's not going to be another low card. Let me, there's just simply not going to be
one. Brian from Philly, $10 on the Super
stand,
Chat.
Stand in the place that you live. Do we stand?
Let's hope they don't have an 18, 17.
Johnson, you're fired.
Why?
It's not you.
Fuck.
It's your shirt.
But it's casual
Friday.
What the
fuck is this?
Well, you've taken it. It's your shirt. But it's casual.
Wow.
That's fucking.
We might, you know what, Anna? Here's the thing. Yeah. We might as well lose it all today. That way, you ain't have to fuck with it no more.
That would be amazing.
You know,
if you could just lose it all.
Let's just lose it all, okay? Let's just fucking be the degenerates that we are, and lose it all.
Sounds good.
I appreciate
or
that.
Hopefully, win it all.
I mean, probably not.
Okay, that's good. Now you like it. Nike.
Oh yeah, we're all. Oh yeah, Anna. See. Hold on.
God.
Ouch.
What the. Fuck, Lummy.
That fucking hurt.
How did that?
I mean.
Anna and her bad juju over there.
Did you just call me a fucking Jew?
No, Jew. Means a Jew.
He called me a Jew.
No, he called you a Jew.
You anti-Semite piece of shit.
No, it's
call me a juju.
Yeah, but that's your mojo. Like, yeah. Juju is your mojo. Okay,
and
you only are a Jew when it's convenient.
What are you talking about?
You're a convenient Jew.
You're calling me a sellout Jew?
Kinda.
What the fuck?
You don't practice religion.
Doesn't matter. I still got it in my blood.
Okay.
Yeah, and guess what?
The day is long.
And guess what? Me and Lummy got our blood. A 20.
That's
we
right.
got a queen and a 10, bitch.
That's right.
That's what we got on our motherfucking blood. About to get mine. Yeah. Now we're back, bitches.
That's right. 10,000 back.
And you know what? We go back right back to the five, don't we, Lummy? Because you don't lose two in a row. That's the fucking rules right around this motherfucker. And can you imagine there's some people at home right now wishing that they could have an after show with a whole bunch of people watching and getting money on your PayPal, your Cash App, and your Venmo that you've established since 2017, making $2,000 or $3,000 on your YouTube, $2,000 or $3,000 on your Facebook, you know, just fucking payroll. Fuck.
This is a tough
one.
You
ain't got nothing going on right now, buddy.
Watching us play my bookie and loving it.
You right now, you know who you are. You are watching me play my bookie. You are watching me play a game on the internet, and you've often been critical of my internet skills. I mean, do we hit? I mean, that's a shitty. Here I am bragging about how fucking cool I am, and I got a fucking 13 with the dealer showing a 15.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to hit. Don't you? Do you hit?
I think we've had some high card. I think it's good.
Just say it.
I think we stand.
Stand?
Yeah.
Okay, this one's on you, motherfucker.
25.
Look at you. I knew my little lover would come through. I knew my little man over there.
Back above 30.
Guy's got my back.
Of course, always.
If we were on an island and he had to baby bird me pre-chewed food, he would.
Always.
Ew.
I chewed
halitosis.
20.
Oh, yeah. I tell who the fuck we are, buddy. Let's bring this right back, right back to Papa. Fuck yeah. Bust that up at 26, you motherfucker. Represent, about to get mines.
38.
I mean, healthy. All right, so here's the deal, Lummy. Do we stop because we're on a roll, or do we push it one more time and whatever outcome is it is what it is, and then we, you know, get into the show a little bit?
I say we one more. Let's
one more degenerate.
Time.
One more $5,000 degenerate.
Yeah, so we can get over that 40.
We're still. If we lose, we still are up. Anna, if we lose, we're still up 13,000. That's not 1-888 admit it, is it? If you can't call 1-888 admit it and say, hey, guess what? I have a gambling problem. Yes, sir. Well, how much have you lost? Have you lost your entire family? Have they left you? Do you have any money for car insurance? Are you completely fucking homeless? No. I'm up 13 grand.
Woo.
Sir, you're calling the wrong number. You need to be calling youarethefuckingman.com. Yeah. That's what the fuck you need to be calling, buddy.
They love giving us those fucking
toys. We're fucked. They're going to blackjack us.
Yeah, this is a problem.
We're fucked. They got 1 or 11, and I got a fucking straight 12.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to hit that with them showing an ace.
Yeah, hit it.
You got to hit it.
Bust. What do they have? Fucking.
Yeah. All right. Let's just take. You know what? We're done with this today.
So over to 30.
Ladies and gentlemen, and then now on my screen, as you see what I'm going to order tomorrow. Or maybe, tomorrow, Anna, when I do my food review, the shredded beef grilled cheese piping taco. Now, Anna, do I got to get on my app?
I don't think so.
Do you make it, or does he just come out? Does it just come as it is? And what's so fucking special about this?
It's just new. It's limited time offer.
The shredded beef grilled cheese.
Bubba, do you know what birria beef is?
Huh?
Birria, it's like this new thing. I mean, it's not a new thing, but it's a new thing for white people.
Because if it's plant-based, I don't want it.
No, it's not fucking plant-based. Do you think I want to get fired around here? No, it's real cow, okay?
I only eat real cow.
I know. It's birria taco meat, and they put it, and then they make it like a quesadilla in a taco. They take the taco, and then they make it quesadilla style.
All right.
So it's cheese all over the outside. You like cheese,
that's
motherfucker?
That's what I'm eating tomorrow for my food review, and then
I'd probably get more than one taco.
Yeah, I probably think I should get two.
Probably four.
Four?
Well, maybe. Yeah, maybe get two.
I haven't been to the gym in 4 days. I've been distracted. Lummy, I will tell you this, man, that our full Barbie gear is completely ordered.
Sweet.
Even shoes. And Lummy, I got the pink shoes that have, like, as soon as you step, the lights around to the sole light up pink.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
you spent like almost $3.
$247
to get it $6 ice cream.
But Anna,
maybe $9.
But Anna,
what?
It's the whole production of the whole fucking thing.
Bitch, I know. I'm your biggest fan.
Hey, Rhett, will you? You know, rather than the merch crate, will you go and record this? You know, like me and Lummick doing it.
When are we doing it?
We'll do it one of these days. In a couple weeks or something.
Okay. Yeah.
Perfect.
So Wayne Brady. He's like a B-list actor. He hosts Let's Make a Deal.
He had the Brady show.
Right. He's 51. He's an African-American guy. He's a good-looking guy. He's like a regular dude.
Very talented. Very good singer. Very good singer.
I guess yesterday or a couple of days, he now has revealed that he's pansexual.
Yeah.
And I don't quite know what that means. And Brady said he's in therapy and that after Robin Williams' death of 14, he started being vocal about mental health. I did all this therapy was treated for love addiction, saying that he'd been looking for
love in all the wrong places,
I guess.
Huh.
Brady said he asked himself if he was gay, but the answer is no. He said he had been attracted to men, but pushed those feelings aside because of how he was raised. For in fear his sexuality would be received, wouldn't be how his mom and dad would.
I think that he comes from West Indies descent. I don't think they look very favorably upon sexuality.
I've always been wonderful community friends with the LGBTQ+ community. I've grown up with the shows, gays and lesbians.
I mean,
and
he's on fucking Broadway, for God's sakes. Of course, he's been around gay people.
Late in life, my trans relatives and my niece.
Trans relatives?
That's what he said.
I mean, they're really trailblazing.
I've always been part of that community, blah, blah, blah. And so now he's saying that he's pansexual.
Yes.
Pansexuality is one of the many sexual orientations under the new bi umbrella.
Yeah, I think I'm a little bit of that too, maybe.
This includes people who may describe themselves as bisexual, pansexual, polysexual, omnisexual, fluid, or queer. According to GLAAD,
I'm all of the above.
People who are bi have the potential to be attracted to more than one gender. Gender and sexuality are not the same.
Right.
Sexual orientations such as gay, hetero, or pan describe who we're attracted to. Gender is a personal identity step. Well, not really. I mean, gender is,
yes,
I guess,
it's different.
But they're not, see, here's where I'm a little bit fucked up.
Well, let me explain it to
They're making gender an option.
Yes.
What do you mean?
And gender, I mean, they're making gender.
Gender is
not an option.
However you feel.
Gender is not ketchup today and fucking, you know, mustard tomorrow.
Yeah, actually, it's called condiment fluid. Yes, you can be gender fluid.
Sex is usually assigned at birth based on an appearance of an anatomy. While babies are either assigned male or female at birth, there are many other gender identities, such as from a man or a woman.
There's an infinite amount of genders.
Hold on now. But is there?
Yes.
No. Hold on.
Yes, it's a social construct.
No. But is there?
Yes.
No, fundamentally, you know, it's either.
Well, sex is different than gender. Gender can be defined as whatever the fuck you want.
But it shouldn't be.
Well, it is.
Well,
get with the times.
No, but what I'm saying is,
AOL bitch.
Hold on, motherfucker. You boomer AOL bitch. Lummy, I think that was an outburst of truth.
Yes.
I think that she outbursted on her true inner psyche. Fucking bitch.
Sorry.
Here, gender is like black or white. It's like, you know, it's
race.
Gender is not assignable. Gender is what you got. What you're born, you can't be.
You're right. It's not assignable.
Lummy,
you can't define
this,
it.
This is what it's like. You're in Kentucky, in Bowling Green, Kentucky, which I think they make F-150 trucks, and you roll off the Ford F-150 truck line as a fucking F-150.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the guy off the line has you there, and he says, "I'm telling you right now, I'm going to sell this fucking Lamborghini to you." For, you know, $350,000. Now, a regular F-150 costs about $50,000. But this truck right here identifies as a fucking Lamborghini. No, motherfucker, it's a truck. It is a fucking truck.
Well, what if you have a truck engine in a Lamborghini chassis?
What is it?
Maybe that's how they feel on the inside.
That can't happen.
Yes, it can.
No, it can't.
Nope.
The F-150 Ford motor will not fit in a Lamborghini.
Maybe if you just really squeeze it in there.
And so, like, what I'm saying is, like, listen, I don't want anybody to misconstrue what I'm saying, that I don't support people being what they want to be. I don't have, please, make sure that you denote that when I say gender is either this or that. Now, the person that's either this or that can, in their little mind, trick themselves if they want to feel better. That's the problem, is you can't, the word no is no longer an answer.
Well, it'd be really hard for Lummy.
So, Lummy, if you and I went to our dads,
oh, yeah.
When six, we were, six feet.
Lummy, we're 6 years old, we're seven,
yep.
We're starting little league baseball, we're skipping rocks across the fucking pond, we're throwing baseballs, we're shooting BB guns, you know what I'm saying? We're doing six-year-old guy shit, right?
Yeah, of course.
Well, and your dad's, your Doug Clem, my dad, and your dad, what's your dad's first name?
James.
And James Garrison is running, you know, treating you like a boy.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, you know, James Garrison's getting ready to take that tomato stand or whatever he used to fucking make you sell on the side of the road.
Yeah,
and you tell him, and I tell Doug Clem, "Hey, Dad, I'm out there water sanding a fucking fender for Doug Clem." And I turn to my dad and I go, "Dad, what? I think I'm a girl. I'm a girl." What the fuck are you talking about? I think such as U.S. Americans, but Dad, I think I'm a girl, and I want to be a girl, and I want to, you know, identify.
I don't want to pee-pee no more.
My dad would fucking look at me and say,
just kick you right in the nutsack.
He probably would. He'd go, what the fuck?
Oh, you want to be a girl? No problem.
Oh, you want to be a girl? Well, I'll take you down to fucking Kmart and we'll buy you a goddamn fucking cheerleader outfit and you can start cheerleading next week. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Shut the fuck up.
Is that not the exact answer we had?
Yes, it is.
But today, where, what year, what month, who? What year, what month, and who set the rules where they're like, when your kid is whatever age he is, they are allowed to pick what they want to fucking be regardless of their plumbing. When the fuck did that happen?
I think it's beautiful.
That kind of goes into that that rapper Enyo or Nino.
What
Neo?
The fuck
Neo.
Are you saying?
Is that what you were trying to pop culturally scoop her on today?
Yeah, the Neo, because he's got a lot of heat for coming out and kind of saying about children wanting to pick their own sex.
He's a fan or not a fan?
He is not a fan.
Can you send me?
I sent you the article.
Now listen, I Bubba the Love Sponge. I don't, I say things I don't mean.
You lie.
So that I don't get in trouble.
Oh.
Because if I was to really speak my mind, I might be canceled. You are canceled. Bluetooth canceled. We used to have this at the Bubba Ray shop, the CRI Ray shop, Lummy. We had, when Sumo and those guys were there, we used to have this Bluetooth that we'd listen to music and it would go, Bluetooth canceled. It was like kind of an Asian sounding girl. So that we just would always say Bluetooth canceled. So now I am saying on my radio show that you as a kid should be able to pick whatever you want to be. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Now, what's Neo saying, Lummy? Is Neo saying something different?
No, he's kind of agreeing with you and he got a lot of heat for
They're
it.
They're aware. A man was a man and a woman was a woman, and it wasn't but two genders, and that's just how I rocked.
Me
now,
too.
Back when
Says
we
were. The guy
back,
who's, back, looks like Elton John with that earring.
Back when we were growing up, it's what it was. You're a boy and you're a girl. Now, I don't know where the fuck it changed, who the fuck changed it, or how it fuck changed, but we're fucked now.
Why? Why can't you just be whatever you want to be? Why are you telling me how to be
because
a certain way?
It fundamentally builds inner fortitude.
Does it?
Yeah. Well, trying to fake the funk, trick people out.
You could identify as a goldfish if you feel
like. Right.
Listen, the Merch Crick and I were in downtown. We were returning back from Dr. Diaco's after getting some Botox.
Yeah.
sounds so South Tampa when I'm as furthest thing from it. And there was a girl who was a furry, a grown woman.
What?
Who was a furry. She was a cat.
No.
And yes. And she was walking
Dr.
down.
Dan's
seeing those people in public is
Hold
always
on.
The highlight of my
Hold
day.
On. No,
no matter what.
I made a wrong turn on it and ended up by Amelie Arena.
Oh, you made a wrong turn, all right.
Yeah. And so I'm downtown. So I'm trying to get back to 275 and I'm kind of going through the inner bowels of downtown Tampa. And there's this, I'm stopped
Isn't
at a stoplight. Yes,
it was fucking Comic Con.
No, it wasn't. This was literally on a Wednesday, and there was no other characters it, and it was like business people.
Okay,
like just business people.
All right,
and there was this one girl who was dressed up like a cat, and she was walking down like going to lunch like every other motherfucker was, and I was like, and Erica goes, that's a furry. That's a person that identifies as a furry. I was like, and she was kind of hot.
Oh.
How could you tell?
Just to clarify, she was not in a fucking mascot costume dressed as a cat. She had like little cat ears and a tail hanging out of her shorts or
That's
whatever,
furry.
Right? Yes, it. Well, it is.
She had cat ears on, then this little like these pair of shorts that had a tail, a cat tail, and then she had whiskers, makeup on her face.
Look at that! I already knew exactly what she looked like.
Yeah. Why you got a boner on the deal?
No, those people are just weird, man.
Furries
creep me out.
But when
and
you
I,
see
I
them,
refuse to believe that they are real people.
But when you see them in public, you're like, this shit's for real.
Oh yeah.
You know, like you think you'd see this kind of shit in San Francisco. Francisco and shit, but this is like in my hometown now.
Anna, what about someone wearing cat ears, whiskers on their face, and a fucking cat tail sticking out of their shorts makes them not a furry?
Sounds kind of hot. I thought furries were like the full mascot uniform.
No.
Nope.
Are you sure?
No, yep. Here's the deal.
You can be a semi-furry,
I guess. Let me ask you a question. Now, when she goes, it looked like, honest to God, it kind of looked like she was going to lunch with a group of people.
Okay.
She was like maybe like one of five people, like maybe two girls and
probably someone's kid they had to bring along.
She was a grown woman. She was a grown woman. I got a front on view of her. You know, she was like probably 30, 35 years old. And she looks like she was going to lunch with like maybe some of her coworkers. And so I turned to the merch critic and I'm like, "Do you think when they get to the restaurant that she eats out of a bowl?" No, I mean, like I think that's a legitimate question.
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to contain myself in public if I fucking looked over at a restaurant and someone dressed as a cat.
No, hold on. Kind of a hot chick.
Hmm.
Now, Brett, that kind
still
of...
Still a fucking weirdo.
I know,
like,
no,
you could
absolutely.
Be hot and be weird.
Fucking weirdo.
Makes it easy,
Oh, Lord. I'm looking up some stuff online I probably shouldn't have.
And
was
you know
this
what?
Her?
And you
can
know
I
what?
Send, can
yeah.
I send you
yeah,
something?
Yeah, and you know what? It's because this bitch was never told no.
Yep.
The generation that this girl is growing up on can be a cat. You can be a cat.
Can you?
I think maybe some people.
I don't think
grow
you.
Up
I don't
and,
think
I,
you should be able to be a fucking cat.
I think some people grow up being told no, and then they just get to the adult age, and realize they can do whatever they want. I don't think that's all of them, but I do think that that is also something that happens.
A portion of this?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
yeah,
but
people
but,
that
but,
couldn't
but
do
it
that
starts,
stuff at 13 and 14 years
but
old.
But it starts
six,
at...
6:30.
6:30? Okay,
yeah, so you can get the... See what I'm saying? Yeah, something like that?
Hold
is that what
here.
You saw?
Kinda you're not a fan of that meme?
That was a misrepresentation of me. That was a misrepresentation of a community that I'm a
bear. Yeah, yes,
like that, kind
yes,
of like that.
Yes,
okay,
but not a man.
Well, that's a woman.
Okay. So I'm sorry. No, but a much more attractive, very feminine looking, you know, female. Yeah, like she was attractive.
Like this person.
Sure.
Big part of, and that I'm deeply ashamed of myself for letting down. Mm. And that I do, I regret that deeply.
Has identifying as otherkin altered your eating
otherkin,
habits?
That's what it's called.
What?
Okay, otherkin. Stand
I'm
by.
Savage AF. There's this scene in the Logos doc
okay.
of me just like tearing up pizza.
Yeah.
And even after that was filmed, people were like, my friend who was in it with me, Naya, are you sure?
So believe it or not,
makes me want to just quit the show right now
and life in general,
and go home and just take pills.
Yeah, well, you're gonna do that anyways.
Like, do you want that? That's how I eat.
I actually will eat myself if I remove my ribs.
Wait.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Thinking about that. Wait. There's a surgery that you like that it's the rib removal.
See, these are people who legitimately believe that they are the animal they are trying to be. Now, there are, it's weird how there's like subsections of this. I watch way too much fucking YouTube. But furries and like otherkin are not the same thing. Furries are just people who like it. And like some of them are really fucking weird. Some of them are surface level weird and just see it as a hobby. But like, there's different levels to this stuff. And these people in this video are honestly
don't
insane.
Be one of those.
What's the biggest hardship about being otherkin?
Trying to externalize it because, you know, with plastic surgery, it hurts. It's pain. It's painful. Like,
What? Oh, let me. I'm on the phone, having a private conversation.
I'm over this bullshit.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
I want to get back to Neo. Immediately.
Sexy love. Okay. What does it say? Does it say cock on his hat?
Just, it becomes my business when you try to make me play the game.
Goat.
Okay.
Goat.
Which you, I'm not going to call you a goldfish, but exactly. You want to be a goldfish, you go be a goldfish.
It's yeah.
Oh.
Whatever. We say this. We pretty much say the same thing. We're just not as popular as Neo. What does pansexual really mean, and how does pansexuality differ from bisexuality? Mm. I mean, I'm pan. I mean, would I be pan? I mean, I don't.
I think you're pansexual,
but I don't want to be with a man.
Well, too bad. I think you're just attracted to the person and not necessarily the
I've
gender.
I've never been with a man, and I
remember what I told you like a few years ago.
No,
you said it was very insightful.
I can't remember what I ate for dinner last night.
That's true.
Sorry, that was Stevie. I had to explain to him what happened at the end there. On the.
Hold on, what now?
The Stevie, JVC. I was on the phone. He was having questions about 7 and 8.
Oh,
was he mad?
No.
Did they get him worked out?
Yeah, I got it worked out.
Are you mad at me, Stevie?
You tell him it was our engineer's fault who's supposed to be on top of everything?
Yeah, I said we were working on things. And
Sorry.
Macho Man rewired something wrong.
Mm. Yeah.
So what were you saying? What do you say to me 2 years ago?
With the Yenyo? The Nino?
Yeah, I'm done.
It's Neo. Whatever. It's not hard.
Neo. So what happened was, he came out and said that, you know, about, you know, kids and, you know, being whatever they want to be and
like
saying
me,
no.
Like me. Correct. The same thing as I got.
Well, his publicist, because he started getting such backlash, his publicist, without asking him, came out, put something on his Twitter apologizing, and it made him look like he was kind of backing down to the woke crowd. Well, he found out about it, deleted it, and then doubled down on what he said about how he's not apologizing for it.
But it's just common sense. We grew up in a different time where you didn't even dare try to tell your parents that you were not what you were. And today's society now is very lenient on that. And that is now a thing. Meaning like that is a thing. It's a thing where you don't have to be the gender that you were born. You don't have to be. Now, you can subsect that into all types of other situations like, okay, at what point do you allow that person to have a surgery? You know, I have all types of opinions about that. But, you know, I don't think I have a problem. I just don't understand at what point of our society this wasn't a thing 10 years ago.
No.
This wasn't a thing 10 years ago. This has just been recently a thing where boys can be girls and girls can be boys. And I'm not saying it. Listen, that's the you.
Or
can't,
maybe they've been there all along, but they've been suppressing it.
Oh Jesus!
You know, and now they can finally be free. And what I was going to say is that 2 years ago, I told you that you have sex with women, but you fall in love with men, and I think that that's pretty accurate. The way that you, your affection towards men far exceeds anything I've seen you express towards women. And you know that's true. So I feel like deep down in your heart, you maybe are somewhat attracted to men as well as women, but you've just been too scared to fully express it.
I think I'm mentally attracted to all types of different people.
Exactly, and so is Wayne Brady.
And now hold on. But sexually, I don't think I am attracted to a penis. Like, I don't look at a penis
and go, yum. You know, you just go, well, that's what you got to deal with because it's attached to something else
But hold on, no. But I genuinely love vagina. Like, I really, really, and I've done a lot of stupid things.
Just because you like chocolate doesn't mean you don't like vanilla. You know what
I
mean?
I know, but like...
You maybe have a preference, but it doesn't mean you don't like other flavors. So...
But trying vanilla ice cream is far less of a leap than trying a penis.
Well, I was just making a metaphor for the deal. An analogy, if you will.
I think that was a horrible analogy comparing me...
I mean, guys still have holes.
Me...
Sorry.
Ew, but
they have holes.
But don't you understand?
They have mouth. The mouth is a mouth. Hands are hands.
The hole.
Yeah.
When you're attracted to women, the hole that you're going for is the vagina.
Births babies, and the asshole births shit.
Can you tell her to back it down a tenth?
Down.
Damn.
It's basically the same thing.
Well, I like being where babies are, not poop is. Does that make any sense?
Yes. Yeah.
I like to hang out with the babies, not the poop.
Well, what about where food goes in?
I don't mind being there.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go.
Not necessarily while there's food in there.
Well,
although I've gotten head with ice cubes before. I think we all have.
Oh.
Have you ever done that?
Hold on.
Your hesitance speaks volumes.
I'm just trying to
get
through the mechanics of it, like who's getting what.
Never mind.
Yeah.
I mean, she's so fucking behind the times.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Realistically, she could be a freak, though.
Me?
Yeah.
Do you really think so?
No.
Yeah. You're probably right.
I think you're pretty, I think you're as freaky as you need to be.
Yeah, I agree.
You know,
I feel very uncomfortable being overtly sexual.
Yeah, I feel like,
even when I'm being sexual.
You might want, the middle of sex, you might want to feel like if your partner's maybe bored or you can feel a detachment or think that maybe you'll turn it up a notch on A, B, or C, but it's just kind of standard protocol, yippee-yo, for you. Sex isn't really a big thing to you. It's gotten more so because you have to play that game in order to be in a successful relationship.
Absolutely.
But
and
I don't know.
It's fun.
But
it's not like the pinnacle of my life, no.
Right.
Where I feel like for you it is oftentimes.
No, it's not the pinnacle, but I like it.
Who the fuck doesn't like it?
Yeah, but I genuinely like it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I don't think you...
I don't need it every day.
I do.
Yeah, I know.
Do you fuck every day?
Pretty much.
Every day?
Yeah. I fuck
every day.
I fuck almost every day.
I know you do, but really, Lummy?
Yeah. Every as much day? As you possibly can.
Well, sure, but is that every day?
Yeah, almost every day.
Maybe the problem is me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me.
I yes.
Okay.
I have a meeting at noon and my person who I had my meeting with was just confirming, are we still good for noon? And I'm like, yes.
Oh, so you just said yes to them out loud. Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
Well, yes, but yes.
Thank you.
So, but anyway, most men, I'm almost 60 years old and I like to fuck every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Do you ever
And if it's not, I'm getting a nut every day.
Okay. Are you ever just not in the mood for it? Are you always in the mood for it?
Hold on here.
Okay, go ahead and text away.
With
46 size font.
They're taking my...
Sorry.
Oh. Yeah, Big Red, I just ordered 2 more 55-inch TVs for the studio.
No, you know what?
To come and install.
I'm done with TVs.
No, you're not.
Because these two didn't go the way I thought they were going to go. Probably, the only other TV, the only other TVs I may buy is there. I might when we decide what our podcast configuration is going to be. I might have to be putting some curved. Mach will tell you I might have to be putting some curved TVs on that based on how that set goes.
Oh, nice!
You're gonna be having them in the bathroom soon.
But yeah, I think I'm done with TVs. I'm trying to slow the expenses. I think we got everything. I mean, Lummy, I think we're getting this place in tip top shape. I don't think we really need.
I think 40 screens is enough.
Yeah, I think it looks good.
So, but yeah, Anna, you don't want to fuck every day. Me and Lummy want to fuck. I think that's
every other day.
That's the
good
difference between guys and girls. Us guys.
Well, I know women with very high sex drives, and I know men with not as.
Do you
high
know
sex
any?
Drives.
Do you know any chicks that want to? Well, I mean, of course you do.
Yeah, right.
But outside of her.
It's rare. And yes, men typically obviously have a higher sex drive than women do. On average.
Outside of my world, do you know any other woman that wants to fuck every day?
I have some friends that have very high sex drives.
You didn't answer the question.
Do I know women? Yes.
And you guys literally have had the discussion, so you fuck every day?
Well, we've had the discussion like per week, and their numbers sometimes shock me.
So like give can
like
you
like at brunch for example?
Like can you give me the exchange?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be talking about like fucking or sex.
I know, but like I want you to play both
roles.
I want you to play both roles.
Or scissoring or something like that.
I'm so interested in this exchange.
Right.
So I'd like for you to walk me through it. You be you, and then you imitate one of your girlfriends who's really likes to fuck.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
So usually it starts with someone talking about their relationship. Mm-hmm. So at one point, one of my friends was separated from her husband, and then he was like trying to get back with her. And then she was just talking about how their sex life has been revived. And she's like, yeah, I like it. I like it like all the time. But so-and-so is usually like a, an every other day kind of guy, but I could do it every day. And then I like gave a weird look. And then my other friend chimed in. She's like, yeah, me too. I could do it every day. I'm always, and so-and-so is,
like
my husband's always in the mood too,
Do girls ever use the word fuck? Do they say fuck?
Yeah.
They do. How do they say it?
Fuck.
Oh. No, like,
fuck. Yeah,
like, how do they say it? Fuck. No, when I love girl talk. Like, how do they say it?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I was just like, fucking my husband.
Right.
And he
See,
wants
like,
it, like, every
I like,
day.
I want it every day.
I
like dirty girls.
Anytime that we can. And we both work remotely. So, like, during our lunch break, we'll just fuck. When the baby's asleep, we'll just fuck. And then I'm like, every day? I'm like, that's a lot.
So, like, you'll have a girlfriend tell you.
I'm like, I think something's wrong with my sex drive.
We both work from home, and when the baby's resting, we'll just get a fuck in.
Yeah. Well, fuck. We fucked in the middle of the night after I finished feeding my baby with my fucking huge tits.
Whoa. I mean, we need to start going to some of these brunches immediately.
Well, then you got Anna back there probably just killing it.
Ow.
Are you going to finish eating that?
Let me ask you, how many ways are we breaking this bill up here?
Exactly.
The bill's here, and it's 220.
Bubba, nothing makes me more angry when I purposely don't get a lot of shit. I order the cheapest fucking drinks and
right.
the
and
cheapest
they
entree,
rope you
and
in
they want
to pay more stuff.
Four ways, and I say
no, I agree.
Oh, yeah. So, like, you want to, there's four bitches there,
how,
but you,
how,
hold on, hold
how
on.
How do I deal with this?
Hold on. So, hold on. Let me see.
And, of course, they get the apps. It's like chicken wings. I don't eat fucking chicken wings.
No, but hold on. Hear me out. So, let me see if I can wade through this.
I'm sweating so bad.
You and three of your girls.
I'm sweating.
And they're not vegetarian, and you are.
Yes.
And so you mindfully, like you get the
house whites. You know
sure.
what I mean?
You get the
bottom shelf liquor.
Right.
Correct.
You're very economical.
Yes, I don't get Kettle One.
And your total bill of your little salad and your little drink might be, realistically, if you were just to sliver out your portion of the bill.
$28.
I was gonna say like, 18, 19, 20.
No, a couple drinks. Let's say 28. I'm like, perfect.
Right,
I can do 28.
So let's call it 30.
Okay, 30. Fine. 30. That's fine.
Okay, but these bitches, they got the calamari.
Yep.
They got the fucking
prosciutto.
Prosciutto. They got the upper shelf Willie's.
Yes.
They did some fucking shots.
Cocktails.
Right. And the bill.
That
so
are you know, $15 each a drink.
The bill that should be, you know, Anna's like thinking $120, $130 had you gone my route is now $240 and they want to go foursies.
Yes. Then how do I deal with that and not come across like a total fucking Jew?
You don't.
You just pay it, right?
Yeah,
I've been in that situation almost every time I do brunch.
Well, then it's time for
almost every fucking time. And I'm sick of it.
It fucking makes you mad.
Yeah.
You're like, my God. I think you just need to, you need to start boss hogging and just start ordering what the fuck you want too. Since you're going
to
be.
But I know, but all the stuff
then the bill goes up even more.
But I don't want to pay more, booby.
But you're already paying more and getting less.
Right. So I might as well just to have less and just pay.
No, you might
less.
As well. You might as well get the upper shelf shit. Eat less and get more drunk and have fun. And,
yeah, but then the bill's going to be even higher. I don't know what to do. I don't know. I don't know what to do. But I always get rope-a-doped every single time.
Money is really a thing for you, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Like, do you know exactly how much you have in your checking account?
100%. I checked yesterday.
Like, how tight? Like, how tight? I'll tell you, it's tight for me. Like, I had to move. Like, I'm going to have to move a little bit of money around today to make payroll. But I got it.
I know.
I got it.
I'm not worried, not 1%.
I got it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to move some around. I got it. It's just in a different account. But, you know, it's money's tight for me.
Yeah.
I mean, people, it is. It takes a lot. You know, I mean, this building is expensive. And I mean, just Lummy, with it being 150, you know what the fucking ace, you know,
we
what
got
the,
Macho working here now.
Yeah,
too.
Macho fucking man who fucking literally thinks that the engineering studio is to hang meat frozen. Fucking, I think he's a part-time butcher back there. I got a fucking meat freezer. Jesus. Rustic Cuts comes from back there. Yeah. Motherfucker. So anyway, this building, cause I mean, we have upstairs too. And it's just a warehouse. It's really, you know, Lummy, it's in air house. I mean, warehouses aren't insulated like regular construction.
Yeah.
And so the power, and so we have an outside, we have two bills here, power bills. It's the outside power bill for all the lights, you know, all the security lights, Lummy, that we have, the Tico pole lights. I think each one of those are like $81 a month. I think my outside bill's like $550 because you want to have. For security reasons, because we have outside cameras and stuff, and if you know people break in or something like that, we want to be well lit. I mean, one of the number one deterrents among people not breaking into your shit is being well lit.
Mm-hmm.
Like robbers and thieves hate light. They hate cameras and they hate gates. We got a little fucking fortress. I mean,
sure do.
I mean, out of all the places,
and Pitbull Laboratories.
Yeah. And let me, you know, on the weekend, I've just been letting her fuck. And you know what? She may be nice as can be, but you don't know that when she's barking fucking full hot on you.
Not at all.
And if you're a bad guy, if you're a delivery guy or something, like nothing gets by her on that gate. She'll fucking let it be known. So within, like, you know, Bakemore Pies next door and the neurology center, and I would say next to the Brinks, next to the Brinks place, Lummy, we're the second most secure place on the block.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I mean, we're pretty fucking secure.
Yeah.
Then we got, you know, we got attack goats in the back. If you want to come in through the back.
We got like 50 firearms just in this room alone.
Yeah. So,
including these guys.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry.
Are you fucking kidding me? So, just the power bill is almost $2,000 during the summertime. The outside power bill is like $690 for the lights, and then it's about $1,200 to keep this place, you know,
like Times Square.
Yeah. Mach, do you think we burn a lot of energy with TVs and stuff? Do those take a lot of TV? Like, if we turned all of our TVs off, would our bill go down?
We do turn them off after the show.
I know, but they don't use a lot of power, do they?
Not really.
Yeah, it's micro.
Not the new ones.
Not the new ones.
Yeah, not the new ones.
Now, if we get the old school tubes in here,
But you do like it cold, I will tell you. I mean, so it takes a lot of money to run, and then I got payroll. I got Brett, Macho, Lummy, Anna, and I take a paycheck every third paycheck. I try not to take a paycheck. And you know what I'm saying, Lummy? I just try to...
Yeah, make sure everything is there for everything else.
I can take one paycheck and pay my rent and truck payment. That's all I got. That's all I really got.
It's not bad at
all. I sell bill, gets paid through the business.
What you got?
Some food. I can buy, people keep me in gift cards. So you guys take, Bubba Army takes care of me, Inner Circle.
Yeah, you got like $2,000 worth of Longhorn gift cards.
So question for you. I do have a brunch coming up this weekend. Is there any way politely that I can get
around? Hi, Dawn H. I love you. I miss you. Dawn H. We had some great times. What now?
Is there any way that I can navigate this where I don't have to split the bill evenly?
Oh, God. I'm trying to think about
Is there anything I can say like beforehand?
I'm trying to think about how you... And I really, honest to God, even in the most being trying to be polite and forward and yet acceptable, I don't think that there's any way you can without looking like a wedge.
Because what happens is one person will suggest it, the other two or three agree to it, and then I'm just sitting there with that stupid grin on my face.
I think this is the only way you can do it.
Okay. Yeah.
It's gonna take a little humility, but I don't think you really give a fuck.
No,
I
just turned down a black belt yesterday. You think I give a fuck about anything?
Yeah, true.
That's true.
Which is gonna use. I mean,
etiquette whatsoever.
I have lunch with Rob Kahn next Wednesday, and I'm gonna tell him what you did, and I'm gonna see what his reaction is.
And I'll tell you the name of the person who it was, and he probably knows him.
And I'm gonna say, so Rob, guess what? You know, and you know, Rob knows that you're over at Matt's.
Yeah, he knows that.
Yeah, I know that. And he knows he's familiar with your work.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also familiar with your progress. He asks me specifically, how's Anna doing over there?
She's still in it.
And you know what? He even told me if she wanted some privates, he'd do privates for you.
I actually have two that I got from Scout and Big Gulp that I need
for Rob?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, that I need to cash
anyway,
in on. Yes.
I'm gonna say, hey, Rob, fucking Anna fucked up last week. She's over at Arroyo's dojo and fucking black belt, you know, let's just say Jim.
I'm gonna
Jim McGillicuddy.
Yeah, I'm gonna text you his name so I don't forget to do it later.
So Jim McGillicuddy and Rob will go, oh, fucking Jim. Hell yeah, he's a great guy. He got his black belt through, I think, either Jeff or Rob. I mean, or Matt. And my God, he just started out back in the day with me and then went over to Matt's place, and he is a hell of a kid. He wanted to roll with Anna. Yeah, he asked Anna, you want to roll? And Anna told him no, and she rolled with a blue belt.
I did whoop her ass.
And so then listen to this, Rob. Okay, yeah. So after she got done tapping this blue belt out, Black Belt Willie told her, by the way, I'm a black belt.
No, he said, I guess next. No, I rolled with the blue belt girl, and then I rolled with my friend who's a blue belt because I just forgot about the black belt. And then at the end of the class, when everyone was done, he looks at me and he goes, well, maybe next time. And I said, yeah, for sure. And he just goes, I'm only a black belt. And then he walked away. Yeah.
But you know what?
And I screamed inside.
Anna, but hold on. But you know what? Now, there's this code of black belts that you and I aren't familiar with, because guess what?
We're not
fucking black belts.
Yeah, exactly. Right,
what I'm saying.
I didn't know.
Right, so I'm going to go talk to a black belt.
Yeah.
Who's the blackest belt of all.
Yeah. The whitest, blackest belt.
No, but hold on. Oh. Within this microcosm of a Gracie world that you live in and that I'm familiar with, he's the black, you know, he is the fucking god.
Yeah,
he's
the godfather.
Of this area Gracie franchise, right?
He sure is.
So he knows all the etiquette. And so maybe... just maybe it's not cool for a black belt to act that way. Maybe there's a culture where you don't throw that up into
lower belt.
Maybe that's considered kind of a dick move when you did. Maybe there's a chance of that. And Rob goes, "What? He said that for real? That's bullshit. You know that's you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, you gotta let me know because I don't know.
So maybe on it. Maybe." Like, that's not cool to, like, you know, be real flippant about how you're a black belt and leave, like, Spider-Man and fucking like, make a... Maybe that's not cool.
Yeah. I'm like, bitch, I know. I could see your belt. I was just...
I know, but
I made a promise to Suzy
maybe,
Q.
Maybe being a black belt is not... It's about being humble and not boastful. It was always... I've always been of the mindset when I see Rob and Matt that they're very humble and that they don't want confrontation. And I mean, I've seen Rob, I've been out with Rob where people have fucked with him and he's like, listen, I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm not going to fight you. I'm not walking outside. I'm not fighting you, because if I fight you, it will be bad and you will be in the hospital. So back it down And then the guy finds out somehow that that guy, you know, that you're talking to like a 400 degree black belt
with that, all the red stripes
that owns, you know, three franchises.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, okay.
Oh shit, my bad.
So, but I think one of the things about being a black belt is to be humble.
Yeah, well, I didn't experience that last night.
It's like it wasn't humble. It just sounded like, wow, you're going to turn down training
with a
black belt.
I'm only a black belt. But that's kind of dickish. That's a dick thing to say. But again, maybe I was the asshole and I didn't know. So,
but you said you saw his belt. I mean,
well, yeah, I knew he was a black belt. I could see the belt, but I had promised
Susie. You don't think he was just like playfully talking some shit?
No, he was pissed. Uh-huh. And then I talked to other people and they're like, yeah, he's kind of like that. But they're also like, you should have just gone with him.
Is he that one guy that goes 200% every week?
I don't know. I'd literally never taken a class with him before. I didn't know who he was, but apparently he's a coach too.
Oh, even better.
Yeah,
he's a coach.
But I didn't really know that. So, because I guess he teaches in the morning and I never take in the morning.
So you technically turned down a coach.
Yes, Lenny! I fucked up!
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe not. Rob will be like, you know, that's he knows better than that to like boastfully tell. She knows he's a black. Maybe he'll get in trouble.
Me?
No, he will.
I don't want to get him in trouble.
No, for real. Maybe.
That's not going to help me.
Maybe it's, I'm going to fucking push
that's
for him.
That's not
going to
help
trouble.
My cause. Oh, no. And I just texted his name,
yeah, and
too.
So Rob calls up Coach Rob Willie and says, Coach Willie, yes, this is Rob. Oh, my God. Yes, Rob. How are you? Is it true that you were asked Anna Hummel to roll, and as you were leaving, you threw in her face that you're a black belt? Yeah, I did, Rob. Well, you know, that's bullshit, and you owe her an apology.
Oh,
you're suspended
shit.
For 2 weeks without pay.
And you're suspended from the dojo.
I don't care
Anna,
if
this could
points.
Go really bad for you.